This is the news from Slam City. Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table interpretate odd news from across the universe. Bring a change of clothes.
Luteas Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight. Oh, wait. Julio will help you diversify holdings. Flat rate. Oh, it's great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
Alright, dudes, this is the news. Marijuana vending machines. Alleged marijuana vending machines. Now allegedly available in alleged Colorado. With more to follow.
Fuck.
Yeah. Allegedly. Let's get a reporter at the scene, Foxtrot, from the helicopter. Describe the scene for us.
Too high because I just went to the vending machine and got some fucking
alleged. Well, then you probably shouldn't be flying
items.
That.
I'm not flying, man. I don't know who's flying.
Green Panda.
Shit. End of story.
All right, take her down. It's about time. But these things are going to get robbed like crazy, right?
That's what I was thinking, yeah. Dude, of course they're going to get robbed. That's a good one to just strap to your car or try to...
Just the whole thing?
Pull it out. Yeah,
just maybe it's
out.
As hard as like...
I feel like it has good surveillance. Like these are
probably,
areas
yeah.
that are well lit.
Everybody has masks
cameras.
Now.
Everyone does have
Everyone
masks.
Has masks now.
Maybe you got to scan in to get access to them.
Oh, I see. Like,
but like a smash
a dual
and grab.
Security type system.
I mean, after you scanned in...
Yeah.
Oh, to get into like a
an area?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Into a
maybe
building,
that makes sense.
A secure
special.
Area.
A key.
I mean, that is
key.
How it works, though.
That is how it works. Though.
Yeah. Not that I know. Because we don't have any.
Speaking of.
America has 2 feet. And it's about to lose one of them.
And what does that mean?
This is. Hey, guys, this is a joke. This is a foot pun. No, check this out. It's being pedantic. Yeah, okay. Did you read the story, Burrito?
I did.
Alright,
so
give us
apparently,
the important clues.
Apparently there the
Boom
foot
chi.
That the yeah, there's an older foot that people who are surveyors use, and it is like ever so smaller than the standard foot that everyone else kind of uses, you know, in everyday life.
Yeah,
that's
but
been
after,
the thing for a while.
After thousands of feet, it adds up.
Yeah, yeah, because if you're surveyors, then it matters.
Yeah, like
yeah.
a lot.
So they
you would think they wouldn't
so they
have a margin
to use,
of error
like two different
that.
Two different kinds for a long time, for a while, especially you know because like they have to deal with
altitude
sometimes. Yeah, altitude
and then
and that's
long,
in,
long distances,
yeah.
the curvature of the Earth.
Yeah.
Quantimino.
But I think it's gonna be phased
miles.
Out.
Why did they have that other unit of measurement in the first place?
Maybe it's an older version.
I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember the history of it, but I just remember there are two.
Maybe two people just started calling it feet. No, here's what happened. There are two people who were discussing measurements. They're like, okay, how long should a foot be? 1, 2, 3, go. I'm going with mine, and I'm going to tell everybody it's this much. And then the other guy's like, no, it's this much. That's what happened. It was the surveyors versus the scientists. 1, 2, 3, go.
Yeah.
Are we debunking feet as feet?
No.
I had a... Oh, man.
You need to sit your little...
Did you have a feet
down?
Dream? Is that what you
no,
were going to say?
I had this... I feel like I had a
foot fetish
pun. That had...
Oh, pun.
No, okay. It has to deal with a better name for feet is feet.
I'm trying to think of a transition, but I can't think of anything for this one.
How are we going to take it to milking our corn, Burrito, from the feet is feet meteorology measurement? I was thinking about like measuring corn, but...
Oh, what? No, feet, like corn on your feet.
Oh, yeah.
You know what else has feet? you know what else is on feet? Corn.
Yeah. Corn.
Oh, yeah.
Corn milk.
What does that even mean?
I don't even know,
man. Anyways,
you tell us.
you tell us. It's your story.
So, if you aren't milking your corn, is it really summer?
Yeah.
It can't be summer.
I feel like this is a privileged article.
It kind of is, because who the fuck out of their milks right their mind corn? Milks their corn? Just, I feel like buying some corn farmers? And milking it.
And then farmers, you're like, you're assuming everybody does this.
I've never even heard of this, man, but they say it's the nectar of the gods.
Who says that? Weirdos that milk their corn?
It's the juice and the creamed mead. Corn.
Aztecs? I don't know.
Oh, is that what this is about?
Sour mash.
Does the kernels on a corn cob kind of look like pixels to you?
Russell Kirsch, inventor of the pixel, has passed away this week. Computer scientist Russell A. Kirsch, the inventor of the pixel and an undisputed pioneer of digital imaging, passed away on Tuesday in his Portland home.
Dang, man.
Would you say the pixel was like a piece of hardware invented? I didn't read this story.
He probably had a lot of measurement. Pixel porn. He probably had a lot of pixel porn. You know, he's probably using stuff off a web browser.
Like where your mind's going there, Foxtrot. Could you elaborate?
He used to just be ones and zeros. This guy, and this guy was
this
like,
guy fucking invented
you know
porn. This guy invented porn.
As you had to push the pixels around.
As we know it and as we consume it, this guy invented porn.
The nectar of the gods.
The nectar of the gods. No, I think the pixel, as in a, like the hardware implementation.
Yeah, just one little dot on the screen.
Yeah. Like the Matrix, whatever.
Right.
When I glimpsed at this, I thought it was a smartphone. Like,
do you think they would be using Microsoft Internet Explorer to look at pixel porn?
I mean, you know what's made up of pixels.
Yeah. You know what else is about to die?
What is, man?
Yeah, that is cold. Oh,
Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Damn, how am I going to look at all that? Oh, never mind.
You got edge to edge.
Edge to edge. Oh, shit.
It they should 100%
advertise it that way.
Mm-hmm. Their
use
execution
edge
date
to edge
is set for 17th August 2021.
2021? Oh, my God. Are we still going to be in quarantine? Holy shit.
Maybe.
Possible. Possible.
Are there bookies taking bets on COVID?
I don't know. What would you bet?
Next summer.
Next summer? Would you bet like $950? Because that's almost the price of a drone that a bald eagle attacked.
Nice, dude. Nice.
Like Michigan. So, you know.
This bald eagle said, fuck you. I'm from America.
Took that bitch down.
Took that bitch down.
Thought it was Russian, you know, but they don't know. They're fucking bald
They're
eagles.
Bald eagles. They attack everything.
Protecting our freedom.
Exactly. Protecting our freedom.
Like yeah, that's how we have libraries. Stash beer.
Yeah.
And gum that dates back to 1980. Oh my God, is this a fucking Reddit post?
Maybe.
A stash of beer and gum that dates back to the 1980s was discovered hidden behind the shelves of a Washington library. It was a real whodunit when a stash of beer and gum from the 1980s was discovered. Oh, man, I don't care about this story.
No, but did you look at the picture?
Someone cares.
All right, what was the picture like?
You got Godzilla gum.
Godzilla what? Gum?
Yeah.
Godzilla gum.
Yeah, it's fucking Godzilla. I thought you saw it. It
Godzilla
you,
done gum all over the place.
Huh.
It's got cool. Fresh Godzilla gum on it.
Oh, this shit ain't fresh, man. It's open. is that gum that you like
chew?
Yeah, Big League Chew type.
Yeah, bag. That's cool.
The gum in the pouch, shredded.
Yeah, but Godzilla's like all over that package.
It's covered in gum.
Covered in gum. You know what else is covered in gum? Ryan Reynolds, as he opens the streaming service that only streams his movie Foolproof from 2003.
Who cares? Do it. Do whatever you want to do.
That's why I.
It's a marketing campaign for Mint Mobile. He owns that bitch.
Yeah.
He needs to sit trying to do shit, you know?
Making mint moves, you know?
Mint moves, man. Those are mint moves.
That's what it's called. It's mint moves. When you're boom-chi.
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 You know,
that's the flavor of that Godzilla gum.
What's the flavor of the Godzilla gum?
No,
two stories
mint.
Ago?
Mint is the flavor of that Godzilla gum.
You know what doesn't taste like mint?
I mean,
a marijuana
sometimes.
Company who's going to destroy 2.6 million of inventory of year-old vapes.
Man, that shit's so good, man. What a waste. I hope they put it into like one big ass dab and just like fucking burn it, then the earth will fucking get better. I don't know.
I was gonna say, how do you think they're gonna get rid of it?
They're just gonna fucking
give it to hobos.
No idea. They should just give it to hobos, man. Let them have fun.
Why not?
It says it's got lead in it and other toxic heavy metals.
Alright, maybe don't give it to hobos. I thought they were just expired. I didn't think they had lead expired. In it.
Does it really have lead?
It's what it says.
Oh shit, don't get any of that and shit.
The toxic heavy metals. You know where you might find a hobo?
Where, man? Where could you find a hobo?
Maybe in a fake Airbnb.
Shit, Airbnb, damn.
There's a yeah, so this family over in England put up a playhouse as a joke, as an Airbnb, like in the backyard. Like it's got a slide going down and everything.
Got a slide? Does it got like some type of like gambling?
This is
like
an advertisement
gambling
for Airbnb.
They listed it at 500 pounds a night.
This is an advertisement 500 for Airbnb.
Pounds? Yeah, 500 pounds a night.
This is an advertisement for Airbnb.
And so
how many credits is that?
Airbnb set this whole thing up. I guarantee you.
Shit, controversy?
Yeah, controversy. Follow the money.
So
where
did
would you follow the
it?
Money? Straight to a casino. Girl, 12, caught on camera, gambling at Australian casino, like DJ from Full House.
That crackhead.
No, the other one. The big one's DJ, the crackhead Stephanie.
Right? Damn it, I always forget.
And the Olsons, I guess.
Yeah, all of them, right? They all got problems. They all got problems because they were living
Saget.
In that Full
problems.
House type of set, you know?
The only one who didn't have problems, Uncle Jesse.
Yeah. He was out there trying to...
Jonathan Stamos.
Yeah, he's out there in Europe trying to build a two-story house using a 3D printer.
John Stamos is trying to build a house.
John Stamos is trying to build a 3D printed house.
He was a musician and an architect, from what I recall.
John Stamos is a musician and an architect.
Building a two-story house with a 3D printer?
Yeah. Make it made out of cement. They're shooting that cement, man.
They are. They're skidding all over the place. It doesn't even have rebar. You believe that?
Shit.
Just filler.
No rebar, dude?
No rebar, man. It feels sketch.
Damn.
That's technology right there.
That is technology right there.
Science. You know what else is science?
What is?
Swiss scientists creating a glow-in-the-dark mice to study cellular function. They make glow-in-the-dark mice.
That's pretty cool. So, like, when you see him, like, you know what it is.
I feel like they wanted to make glow-in-the-dark mice, and then they went backwards to develop a use for it.
Are they going to make like, RGB mice?
Oh, yeah. I think we can use it for something important. But also, I made fucking glow-in-the-dark mice.
RGB mice.
RGB mice, man. Rainbow.
Ooh, that'd be cool. And then you can put it in your computer. a little spinny wheel instead of a fan. It could just be like a mouse running on.
Oh shit! Living in there. Damn.
Like a hamster wheel, but with a glow-in-the-dark mouse.
Yeah,
that's pretty baller,
an
man.
RGB mouse.
A fucking RGB mouse, or one of each. So that it's just one pixel. It's R, G, and B.
Yeah. And then the mouse's poop will be some type of future coolant for the processor.
I like it.
That's science, man.
It's using and technology. Mini 9000.
A man steals a bucket truck and takes it through a drive through the beaded curtain outdoor mall.
Damn. That just happened, didn't it? I heard about that, man.
A bucket truck is one of those that, like...
Yeah, the electrical, right?
Yeah.
Where they work on the lines.
Yeah.
Was anyone in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a guy in the bucket.
The guy on the top.
Fucking hilarious.
Dude, I could see that being very scary, though, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, because I think if it was extended...
It.
Yeah.
Because it's still inside that... It.
Trying to crash into shit, man? Fuck that, dude.
That sounds terrifying.
You know what's terrifying?
A martial artist who can use nunchucks to light 21 candles in 1 minute.
Damn.
Chinese martial artist broke a www.guinnessworldrecordbookofworldrecords.
No one gives
a shit. guinnessworldrecordbookofworldrecords.com/blog/1. When he managed to use his nunchucks to light 21 matches in 1 minute.
I can see putting out candles, but how does he light like candles with his nunchucks?
Dude, he's a martial artist, man. He just like fucking
this. Yeah, did you see this guy's name?
It's probably some Chinese name.
Match Lee, huh?
Michelangelo.
Match Lee, that's his name?
Match Lee.
That's how creative you guys are.
Fuck you, man.
Nunchuck Lee! Match Lee, baby.
Nunchuck Lee, man. That's pretty good, dude.
Nunchuck Lee, that's not bad.
Oh, man, that's just as good as, like, trying to get some lion poop for my gardening out back, you know? Mm-hmm. Gotta hit the Germans up for that type of shit.
Jars of lion poop.
Yeah, German circus that has been closed for months due to the COVID-19 pandemic is making some extra cash by selling lion poop and drugs on the side.
They smuggle it in there.
Fucking drugs, man.
What? Why do people need this lion poop?
Status.
Dude, status, dude. Status? Status.
It's total status.
When you're in quarantine, it's all about that status in your own quantimino.
Yeah. Sometimes it just feels good to know you can buy some lion poop.
Exactly, and use it for gardening, you know?
Or not.
For those strains, you know?
Jesus Christ.
I
They're developing a brand new strain called Lionheart.
What?
Yeah.
It's probably already been
fertilized
done.
By lion poop.
From Germany.
Dude, that sounds like some fucking bullshit backstory. German engineered lion poop. You know what I mean?
That's it. Man, I can't transition on this next one, man.
You know
Speaking
what
of German engineered. Oh, yeah? What else is status? Yeah, yeah.
Getting a tattoo on your 103rd birthday.
That's flexing on those dead
103?
Fools.
Yeah. There's a Michigan woman celebrating her 103rd birthday and being sprung from lockdown at a nursing home by trying something new. Getting her first tattoo.
Gam got a butterfly in her lower back.
That's pretty
dope. It was like a little rose right above her special area down there.
Oh, shit. That's what it was?
You didn't see it?
It was a barbed wire.
They had to shave off the mountain of pubes before they...
I got that NSFW filter on. I didn't see that.
Nah, you know what in real life that
tattoo
was? I just saw pickles,
man. What?
In real life, it was a frog.
It was a frog? Of course, it was a Nito frog.
Yeah. It looked more like a Nito frog than a massive veiny frog.
I wonder how much that tattoo cost.
Man, I don't know.
Certainly less than $615,000.
That was the news from Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table. Listen to more news at SlamCityRadio.com. Follow Slam City on Twitter @SlamCityRadio.